These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Willy Caballero says he does not know if Joe Hart will be fit to face Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday, but says he's ready to step in for City again should Hart not make it. Regular number one Hart is said to be 50-50 to make the starting lineup for Wednesday's Champions League quarter-final first leg in the French capital, as he continues to struggle with the effects of a calf injury sustained in last month's Manchester derby. Should the England international fail to prove his fitness in time, then Caballero will once again start in goal, with the Spaniard having kept a clean sheet at the weekend when City won 4-0 at Bournemouth. The 34-year-old feels he is ready to test himself against Zlatan Ibrahimovic and co. on Wednesday should Hart not make it. He said, "We don't know about the recovery of Joe, but hopefully if I have the opportunity it will be great to play in Paris." Moving on, and Yaya Toure's agent has said that he will definitely leave Manchester City this summer and has various offers on the table. Dimitri Seluk claims the midfielder will assess his options at the end of the season as he ponders his future with just 1 year remaining on his contract at the Etihad. He said, "We have waited too long. Manchester City promised a deal, but nothing has materialised, so Yaya will leave in June. Yaya is disappointed, of course, but he is a professional and he remains under contract, so he will continue to do his best for City." Meanwhile, according to Barcelona defender Gerard Piqué, there's no way that Manchester City will land Barca goalkeeper Marc-André Ter Stegen. Ter Stegen has been linked with a switch to the Etihad Stadium to provide serious competition for Joe Hart, with new manager Pep Guardiola a known admirer. But Piqué says that it's unlikely the German will leave the Catalan giant, saying, "Since you're asking me, Ter Stegen isn't going. No one wants to leave Barcelona." Finally, and City's youngsters are through to the FA Youth Cup final after a 4-3 victory over Arsenal on aggregate. The second leg of the tie on Monday night finished 2 apiece.